Carolyn Urena, and this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors. Today I'm talking with you about student projects. And this is something that I have a lot of experience with, as I started my first organization as a student entrepreneur and was Entrepreneur of the Year at the University of Michigan while getting my chemical engineering degree. So I know very much about the quality of student projects. I also know the perception of what I thought the quality of my student created work was at that stage as well. And the overarching point I want to bring home is that students have a great amount of creativity, they have a great amount of energy, but what they don't have is a great amount of experience and background on what are industry standards and kind of what are the outputs of that are required for business to move forward. So when thinking about, as an organization, whether or not you want to partner with students to create a deliverable, whether that's prototype your product or create a new website or work with student lawyers with a free law clinic to create your legal paperwork, something you should keep in mind is that you will get creativity, you will get a really interesting foundation, but it's not going to give you a polished product, most likely, that you'll be able to run with into the long term. What it will do is give you sort of a prototype or a mock-up or a minimum viable product to move your business forward, but you should factor in additional time afterwards to work with a larger, more established company to polish and refine what's created. So the reason I bring this up is, let me break this down into, if you're working with, say, a senior design class, in that senior design class, if you are asking them to create your product, regardless of the institution, what you'll probably get is out of that organization of with the students is that they will spend the time on doing a number of surveys, of creating prototypes within the lab, and everything that they're doing of working within, say, a semester, say you have 4 months working with them, of each of these students has a bunch of different classes, they have clubs, they have a social life. So you're getting very part-time work from a student that's not necessarily experienced and is learning on the job. So what that means is that you'll get an output of, and then at the end of it, they get a grade and they're done. So in terms of that motivation of creating the best possible solution, they have different incentives than what your business does in terms of that product. They are looking at creating something for grade, not for an outcome. Or even if you're working with a student club or organization, again, you can get a lot of great initiative. You can create a great pipeline into your organization for future hires, but they're going to be learning on the job within that and really approaching items where you might get something that is, for example, I've worked with student lawyers to create new bylaws or new NDAs. They were super thorough in creating everything, but where an industry might give you a one-page non-disclosure agreement from an established lawyer, our student lawyers gave us a five-page non-disclosure agreement that covered every possibility and covered our bases, but was harder to get our partners to sign on as a baseline to utilize, and we got more questions and feedback and concerns about that NDA template than we would have with a more polished product. That said, student labor is often free, it's often cheaper, you're paying for, nothing is ever free, so you're paying for the outcome, the time, the mentorship, and with building that relationships for the longer term that could pay dividends in the future. So as an organization, consider, what are you looking for? Are you looking for creativity in relationships than a student? Or do you have no money and you need to have some proof of concept that you can raise capital on or input your own capital on proving out a concept? Use a student. If you have something time sensitive that you need polished and ready to go specifically, then you might consider it's worth spending the additional money, going to a professional firm and paying for that higher quality, lower risk output of that product moving forward. With that, I'll leave you, because that's another Tuesday tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Business Plain and Simple Tuesday Tidbits by Regroup Advisors and don't want to miss future topics, well, like and follow us wherever you get your podcast. Interested in learning how Regroup Advisors can help your company? Contact us at info@regroupadvisors.com or online at regroupadvisors.com.